News release. Attorney General Dana Nessel. Lansing. In recognition of Human Trafficking Awareness Month, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is highlighting the signs of human trafficking and reminding residents of the resources available to both victims and those who suspect trafficking in their community. In Michigan and throughout the country, men, women, and children are forced into human trafficking in a form of modern-day slavery, Nessel said. My department has led efforts to combat these horrific crimes by pursuing justice for both sex and labor trafficking victims. To help in the fight to end human trafficking, I encourage everyone to familiarize themselves with the signs and how to respond if they believe they have identified a victim. Human trafficking can take on many forms, including forced labor and sexual exploitation. Labor trafficking is found in many different markets that consumers might not suspect, such as convenience stores, nail salons, massage parlors, farming and agriculture, and restaurants. Those being trafficked often do not even realize they are victims of human trafficking or are not aware of how to get help. Human trafficking victims may exhibit signs of abuse, including bruises, cuts, burns, or scars. Not be in control of their own money or documents, including their driver's license or passport. Avoid eye contact with others, and appear fearful of the person they're with. Not be allowed to communicate on their own behalf, and another person may answer all questions on their behalf. Not be from the area or be aware of where they are. Not admit they are victims or ask for help. The Attorney General is leading the fight against human trafficking in Michigan by prosecuting criminal cases under state laws banning human trafficking in Michigan, working with law enforcement task forces through the Human Trafficking Unit to help put an end to trafficking in the state. Last year, Attorney General Nessel charged individuals in connection to an alleged international human trafficking ring involving commercial sex at illicit massage parlors in Metro Detroit and pursued charges against three individuals alleged to have labor trafficked a woman brought to the United States from India under the auspices of marriage. The Attorney General also advocated for Senate Bills 515-517 recently signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which will help strengthen protections for human trafficking survivors and enhance accountability for traffickers. The Department of Attorney General successfully prosecuted two individuals last year who received significant sentences, one for trafficking a minor and the other for sex trafficking numerous women across Michigan. Attorneys from the department also conduct trainings for law enforcement and prosecutors and work with community members and advocates to raise awareness of this crime. Additionally, the Michigan Human Trafficking Commission was formed in 2015 after the 2014 Human Trafficking Commission Act became law. The commission is comprised of 9 members appointed by the governor and includes designees from the Department of Attorney General, Michigan State Police, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. Assistant Attorney General Melissa Palepu is the commission's current chair. The mission of the Michigan Human Trafficking Commission, as set forth by the 2014 Human Trafficking Commission Act, includes identifying sources for grants that will assist in examining and countering human trafficking in this state and applying for those grants when appropriate, funding research programs to determine the extent and nature of human trafficking in Michigan, providing information and training regarding human trafficking to police officers, prosecutors, court personnel, healthcare providers, social services personnel, other individuals the commission considers appropriate, collecting and analyzing information regarding human trafficking in Michigan, identifying state and local agencies within Michigan and other states, as well as within the federal government, that are involved with issues relating to human trafficking, and coordinating the dissemination of information regarding human trafficking in Michigan to those agencies, reviewing existing services available to assist human trafficking victims, including crime victim assistance, healthcare, and legal assistance, and establishing a program to make those victims better aware of the services available to them. Establishing a program to improve public awareness of human trafficking. reviewing existing state laws and administrative rules relating to human trafficking and making recommendations to the legislature to improve those laws and rules to address human trafficking violations in Michigan. The Michigan Human Trafficking Commission has scheduled 6 upcoming meetings in 2025. Meetings of the commission are held at the Williams Building at 525 W Ottawa Street and are accessible remotely via Microsoft Teams. The commission invites survivors of human trafficking, advocacy groups, law enforcement partners, and members of the public to join their upcoming meetings from noon to 1 p.m. scheduled for Jan. 23, March 10, May 19, July 14, Sept. 22, November 17. Victims of human trafficking are those who have identified someone they think may need help can contact the National Human Trafficking Resource Center at 888-373-7888 or text 233-7333. This is a national, toll-free hotline that is available to answer calls, texts, and chats from anywhere in the country, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. All calls are confidential. Additional information on the Attorney General's Human Trafficking Initiative, including updated state laws prohibiting trafficking, is available on the Attorney General's website.